Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Saturday, 8 a.m., January 16th, 2016. And it's cold here in Florida. The sun's shining. Looks like it's going to be a beautiful day. I'm also going to be cold. Now, today is one of my homies' birthday. It is Kevin Roman. I grew up with him in West Palm Beach, right off of Cherry Road, back there behind Cherry Lane. We used to go fishing in that pond. We used to do some dumb shit in that neighborhood. And I want to say this happened in like 2001 maybe. But I want to say between 1998 and... No, I'll say 1999 to 2002, it happened. Now, if anybody knows West Palm Beach and where I said there's a Wendy's across the street, a Cumberland Farms, a Denny's, and right across the street from the Wendy's is a comic store, a Hobby Lobby, and a bunch of stuff. Well, that particular past, present, and future comic store, that building, me and Kevin bore one day. And we decided to go up there and throw rocks at people. So we threw rocks at cars, at people on bikes, at people, shattering car windows. Well, we were up there for a good couple of hours. And Kevin kept saying, well, we need to get out of here. Yeah, my dumbass. You know, we both stayed up there, mainly my fault. Next thing we know is dark. Cops are coming out of the woodworks. And, I mean, ultimately, I'm pretty sure somebody noticed us and called the police. And then all of a sudden, man, we get this spotlight coming out of nowhere. We got EMS. We got fire trucks, and damn near half of the Palm Beach Police Department surrounded the entire building. Like, if we were to jump off the building, we would have landed on a cop car at, like, any angle. It was crazy, man. Oh, my goodness. There was a bucket up there. I was trying to hide inside the bucket so the spotlight wouldn't see us. There was really nowhere we could go. That shit was crazy. Luckily, neither of us went to jail. My stepdad whooped my ass. Kevin got lucky, though, man. His parents were out. He got mad lucky. His parents were out that night, and only his sister was home. And Maria's like, she told him that we couldn't hang out for a while because of that dumb stuff. It was pretty funny, man. I mean, looking at it now, it was pretty funny and stupid. At the time, we were not thinking. We were just some dumb kids being retarded. But it was funny, man. I mean, that story is just one of my favorite as a kid because we were scared shitless, man. I guess they thought we were snipers or something because... Or, I don't know, that's probably the only thing I could think of. Because we broke quite a few windows and shattered some glass. And it was crazy. I think we hit a couple people. I'm not sure. I don't remember. I remember throwing rocks at people, so I'm pretty sure we hit somebody. But that was pretty crazy. So I just want to say happy birthday to my homie, Kevin Roman. I hope he's being safe, not being dumb. He was a dope boxer. I wonder if he's still doing boxing. I ain't talk to him in a minute. He's doing his thing. He's been with the same chick for like almost 8 years. Shout out to Renee. She's doing her thing with Kevin. I hope they still kick it. I hope they kick it for a while, man. They were a good couple. We're going to start today off with the big homie Mojito. This is another joint off his Invocation. It's featuring Glorious. The track's called Big Dreams. Y'all check it out.
The unstoppable glowing mo.
Yeah.
Save your daps, nigga. Save the praise. Y'all niggas is closet backbiters.
Fuck out of here.
I'm on a mission from God. Why would I give a damn about what you niggas think?
At all.
Should I make it to Coachella and niggas is too beamed up to appreciate the music? You know what? What? Cool. I wasn't talking to you anyway, nigga. I rap about the broken times because it's on my mind. It souls my spirit from interferences on my grind. Another 20-something, better dog, getting nothing. Clinging to hope, getting the Lord involved every Sunday. Feeling like I'm somewhere in between Al and Ted Bundy. I'm dead funny. Just like these niggas who keep talking about some get money. Get money, come up off of that then. Show me what the fuck you spent for me. Niggas you shouldn't have. And in this climate too, financial troubles gripping every home from mine to you. Yours, no soup, it's yours, soup. Ramen juice. I classify them bits of chicken size as kinda cute. I let that marinate, no need to. It is what it is, niggas don't need a read through. We've seen this act before, shit ain't all Macklemore. Know some crazy white boys who will snatch a cracker out his Porsche, of course. It come naturally when you strap, you get strapped. Exploring any faculty, pushing everyone's limit, including your own. Intruding in homes for stones or Peruvian snow. Yo, even my lady indulges now in my habits, and her reflexes became automatic. Somehow it brought me gladness. I know it's wrong, but it proved to me she was down for our family dutifully. That type of loyalty shine beautifully. I ain't doing it like I was. Trust me though, it's a drug. Even if out of necessity, you thug. The hate you giving little infants, fucking everybody. Uncle Sam, send me my fucking stance. We ready, Bobby? I paid into it, I'm getting it back. Probably never even reach half of what we pay for in tax. And all these rich motherfuckers crying, no lying. Over wit, be happy he ain't have the iron beside him. 6 million ways to die, I choose none other than ones that resulted from low funds. Can't purchase nothing heated but grateful for cold lunch. And this is why we scribble on paper and tote guns. We got big dreams, big dreams, we got big dreams, big dreams, we got big dreams, yeah, big dreams, we got big dreams, yeah, yeah. Forgive me, Lord, for what I've done, ain't no turning back. I get that itch when I ain't got no scratch. All I got is big dreams, big dreams, we got big dreams.
Yeah, glorious, the unstoppable moment glow. Let me throw my 2 cents in, Mojito. Yeah, I talk from the heart, man. Lofty as ever. I wanna conquer the globe with the voice of my soul. When you got big dreams, what's the fork in the road? You either let it take a toll or you taking control. I'ma go hard to the day that I croak. Now understand I wasn't born with a silver spoon. Don't get confused cause I march to a different tune. And all of you naysayers need to get in tune with your reality, motherfucker, so forget the news. I never settled for conformity, so my past haunting me. Trying to get back in my head, thanks for the offering. I'm better off living my life without the negatives. I'm in a place so damn blissful, like what heaven is. I ran with the wrong crowds, went through my up downs. Now I'm just sitting there, like what now? Nothing to show for it, feeling inadequate. Hoping to myself that I slowly grow from it. Surely I did, settle down with my baby mama, had a kid. But that was short lived, I was living in the moment. Understand the nerve of me, nothing in this world gonna last for eternity. Made it through high school, dropped out of college. But it's funny how I still retain the wealth of knowledge. Everything I do is for the better, like objects drawn to a magnet. Watch it all come together, I got big dreams. Big dreams, big dreams.
And this is why we scribble on paper and tote guns. We got big dreams, big dreams, we got big dreams, big dreams, we got big dreams, yeah, big dreams, we got big dreams, yeah, yeah. Forgive me, Lord, for what I've done, ain't no turning back. I get that itch when I ain't got no scratch. All I got is big dreams, big dreams, we got big dreams.
Look, I'm not gonna fucking do what everybody else is doing. Part of me is not gonna do it because everybody's doing it. But the other part of me is not gonna do it because that's not what I wanna do. We don't listen to shit like that. We don't wanna put out shit like that because we don't want our motherfucking memory and our mark on hip hop to be a fucking stain.
Glorious invocation. Big dreams. Google that shit, man. Bandcamp. Or you can just Google Mojito Bandcamp. One's a compound word. One's just the word / name. Google it. Now, I'm on Hip Hop DX. Apparently, Rick Ross is signed to Epic Records. Now, I'm not really a big fan of Rick Ross. I was, like, Port of Miami, Trilla, Deeper Than Rap. I didn't even listen to that whole album, but it was pretty, pretty acclaimed, and I had to hear it. But it was straight. Well, then. Damn, that's crazy. I did not know that. Miami's rapper, maybe I'm using an imprint of Atlantic Records, Puff Daddy's Bad Boy Entertainment signed with Epic in October. Epic Records is also the home of Future and Travis Scott. Fuck both of them guys. Although, I do hear Travis Scott concerts are pretty dope. I'm never going to go to one. I'm not a fan. I haven't downloaded any of his music, listened to any of his music. Just not a fan. Sorry. Travis Scott is about as popular as Future to me. And Future really ain't that popular. See, the thing about Rick Ross, man, he got a lot of production quality, like great production quality. Like, if you listen to his music, I'd much rather hear a whole instrumental album than listen to a whole album with three bars of that dude. I could definitely find much better rappers to listen to. And there are a lot better rappers to listen to. But nobody wants to listen to the better rappers. People just want to listen to what they're stuck in rotation with. Yeah. What does that say? Oh, fuck that, man. Well, we're going to get in my next joint. Now, if you guys ain't a fan of reggae, you lame. Shout out Experimental. They're killing it right now. They got their own style of reggae they doing, man. Y'all check it out. Stephen Marley, Old Slaves. Track is off of Revelations Part 1. The Route to Life. Y'all check it out.
Look at my face. You wanna see my face? Look.
Coffee today. My third and final joint is from a dude that I have been a fan of for quite some time, over the past 5 years, and he's got two full projects out. He's working on a documentary or something. I think it's already released. I'm not sure. I've been out of the loop, man. Y'all check this joint out, man. If you don't like this, well, I don't give a damn. I love it. Track is called Ungrateful Eyes. It is from Logic's label mate on Visionary Music Group, John Bellion. Dude is phenomenal, bro. Y'all check it out.
Mm-hmm. I made 100 grand this year.
Clap, 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 so what?
Still lost, still feeling anxious, still worried about the same shit. I made 100 grand this year.
Clap, 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 so what?
Still lost, still feel depressed, like I'm trying to find a way in. I'm trying to figure this out, but my God, I'm so human. So I turn to my sister and smile and ask this question. Trying to find a way home. I made 100 grand this year. Yeah,
clap, clap, clap,
yeah.
So what?
Still feel like I'm behind time. So everywhere the day goes.
Bellion, Ungrateful Eyes. Now, that track is off the Separation. If you're not familiar with him, go listen to Logic. If you're not familiar to Logic, well, you're an idiot, a.k.a. Young Sinatra. You guys need to go ahead and listen to him. A lot of people don't feel him because he's kind of got that Drake vibe, but for me personally, seeing how I don't listen to Drake that much, he doesn't have that Drake vibe because I don't have that other artist to compare him to. I put Drake way down on the bottom. I got way other artists that I put way above Drake because Drake is just mediocre for me anyways. I just don't find his style, his structure, the way he puts together his albums. It seems like they just did a bunch of songs. It's like, oh, let's slap that one there. Let's put that one over there. Hey, that one ain't too bad. We can go ahead add a couple more instruments to that. Maybe I'll sing a little bit. We'll throw that one on there. No, man, he doesn't really have a good structure around his music. He just puts shit together and throws it out there. I mean, look at Rex, man. Rex takes his time with his projects, and each project is better than the last. And each message is clear when you're listening to his music. It's impossible to listen to his music and want to go out and act like a fool and be stupid and commit some ridiculous, stupid crime or whatever. And that's the type of music we need on the radio instead of turned up. Let's leave my kids in the car while I go to the concert. No, man, that's not the type of music that you should be allowing yourself to be influenced by, let alone your children be influenced by. I mean, look at Justin Bieber. That dude is influencing millions of children's minds. Does he give a shit? Hell no. I remember the dude posted a picture talking about, it was in some third world country, I think Africa or something, and he goes, I'm giving my homeboy a pencil or some shit. I'm like, bro, you got millions of dollars and you're giving this motherfucker a pencil? Eat a dick and swallow some balls, bro. Fuck Justin Bieber. Now, I'm towards the end of my show. I know. I shared a little bit of hostility, negativity. I've been trying not to spread too much hate and negativity. I'm taking a page out of Dion Primo's book, trying to spread as much positivity as possible. Because ultimately, man, that's all we really got. I mean, you could have all the money in the world, man, but if you ain't a positive motherfucker, that money is just going to make you feel negative as shit. It's like going to a strip club and having millions of dollars in the bank, but you don't go in with nothing. You just there. Don't make sense. This world, they want us to be more feminine. They want guys to dress like women. They want girls to dress like boys, you know, and I ain't got nothing wrong. I mean, you want to be a tomboy, that's cool. You want to be gay, that's cool. But don't let all these other people around the world from television, that gay dude, don't let him influence you to be something that you don't really need to be, let alone want to be. You're only doing it because you see society say it's okay. So you're like, eh. I'm kind of into it. Let me just go ahead and jump head first. Society don't mind. Frankly, they don't even care. And the portion that does, really doesn't matter. You know, that's a fucked up mentality to have. People just get shit twisted. People just don't really give a fuck. They don't. And that's the problem. I gave up what people thought a long time ago. So they have no power over me. None whatsoever. They can look at me and laugh, look me up and down, size me up as much as they want. But at the end of the day, if I don't flip that switch on and instigate or whatever, you know, they got no power over me. None whatsoever. You guys stay positive. Stay aware. Stay assertive. Pay attention to your surroundings because, I mean, your life can be destroyed just at the turn of a wheel, making a left instead of a right, going straight when you should have went that way. You know, you got to be careful, man. Got to be careful. We have to care about each other more than we care about what's the dopest next movie dropping there? What's the next album going to be? You know, what's my next car going to be when I get my income tax check, you know? Me, man, I'm like, I just want to love, spread that positivity, man, and I hate the fact that money's a factor in that. It's like, you look at a person with money, what's he doing with it? Not what he should be. Not what he could be. It's crazy what money makes people do. Don't let money control you, man. Control the money that surrounds you. Because once you control that money, man, you can control anything that's coming into your life. Money is a sad factor in our existence. Stay positive, man. Stray from that negativity. Don't let that misdirection distract you from what's really going on. Pay attention. Stay safe, man. I'm out here. Yeah.